This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by John Squires, and we are talking North Shore High School basketball. And, John, looking at North Shore High School basketball in a game that we did Friday night, Marblehead, four-point win over Revere, and Lynn Classical rolling along. They destroyed Winthrop, but they're having a great season as well. And there's just so many different stories to touch on, and I don't know where you want to begin.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the record, so maybe next time we talk, we'll talk specific about players. In the North Division in North Carmas, Billy, Beverly and Classical seem to be the class of leagues right now. Beverly won a big game last night. They beat Gloss. They were losing about 14 in the first half, and they came out and they salvaged a win at home, 53-51, over a very stubborn Gloucester team. So they're 5-1, 4-1 in the conference. And Classical, very quietly, as we talked about earlier, one of the Lynn teams, Classical 7-2 overall and 5-0 in the conference. That's setting up a big matchup with Classical Beverly coming up in the near future. You look at the rest of that league, you get English, who is back and forth about 500. They're 3-4, 2-3 in the conference. And Peabody East won 3 out of their last 4, and they got a big game we're going to do on Tuesday night against Marble, rather Salem. They're 4-2 and 3-2 overall, and Gloucester's 3-4. In the other division, the South Division, or the smaller, if you want to call it that, Marblehead, after their big win last night, as you guys did, 55-51 over Revere. They're 7-2 and 5-2 in the conference, and Salem's 4-2, close behind in the conference. Then you have Damas, Swampscott, Saugus, and Winthrop struggling, all with 1-2 wins apiece. So it looks like right now that as the smoke is starting to clear a little bit, we see Marblehead and Salem in the South Division, and Beverly and Classical, possibly English, and PBD a sleeper in the upper division.
You know, John, another good game on Tuesday night will find Beverly playing Marblehead, so that's definitely one to watch as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. That game, Beverly Marblehead, that'll be a big one because they're 5-1, or Beverly's 4-1 in their division, and Marblehead is 5-2. That should be a great game. And Marblehead is starting to get all the smoke cleared from their great fall season. I think, again, Mike Giardi's got them really focusing on basketball, and they're doing very, very well. Unfortunately, as we look in the conference, you always have some sad things. I don't like to see anybody not do well as far as our coaches, especially because being a former coach myself. But Swampscott last night, David Bourne over at Swampscott, he decided for whatever reason that he was resigning mid-season. They're struggling over there. They're 0-7, and things aren't going very well for him. But he comes from a great tradition with Stevie Harrington out of Watertown, the same place that Coach Walls came from. So that's unfortunate for the Big Blue, but we'll see what happens as Justin Steele, a former coach, takes over there.
Yeah, that was, that was a little bit of a surprise. One of the news stories out of last night, actually, with David Bourne, kind of stepping down as boys basketball coach at Swampscott. John, do you want to go to the girls right now?
Yeah, well, let's talk about the girls. Coach over at Coach Leanne over at the Revere, former Adam DeBag's assistant over in Fenwick, has the Revere girls really flying. The Revere girls are undefeated, leading the troopers over there in the top division in the boys, in the girls rather, and they're playing very, very well. And also, Pat Ballou has Davis undefeated 6-0, so that's the matchup coming down the road, even though they, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're in different divisions, Revere being in the upper and Davis being in the southern, rather, or Revere being the north and in the south are the smaller Davis. But Davis is 6-0, and Pat Ballou very quietly has got the girls playing, really maturing, probably a little bit earlier than he thought they were going to. They are young. They don't have a lot of tremendous tournament experience, and they're doing very, very well. Salem played a very tough for a half last night, but they came away with a win 48-29 over Salem. Coach Fortunato, who has a great background over at Salem, really put a game plan together, but Coach Ballou's girls played strong defense in the second half, and they were undefeated. And those two teams seem to be the class of the league in the girls right now in the Northeastern Conference, so it'll be interesting when they play down the road. And then quietly, we don't seem to be talking a lot about it, but Saugus is 6-1 and only has one loss, and that loss being to a very strong St. Mary's of Lynn girls team.
John, there's actually a huge game on Tuesday night on the girls' side as Lynn Classical is playing at Saugus. I think I have that one right, because Classical's done very well in the last week or so. They had a big win, overtime win against English, and they won last night. And so this sets them up for what appears to be a big game Tuesday night down at Saugus. So that'll be an interesting one as well. So both, add Classical into that tier of teams that are doing well this year in the NEC.
Yeah, I think so, Billy. I think that is going to be a good one. The Classical girls are playing very well, and Saugus is playing very well over there. Swampscott last night, the girls, Caitlin Leonard, must be pulling her hair out a little bit. Swampscott lost their third game in a row after a strong start, and they're struggling a little bit right now. They're 3-4, and I was expecting them to be the class of the league. They gave Revere a real good game earlier in the season, but then they got tied in the fourth quarter and ended up losing that one. So Swampscott is struggling and needs to get back on track on the girls' side of it. Winthrop is always strong in the girls' division also, and they're kind of trying to feel their way along a little bit. Of course, a game or two over 500. They got blown out pretty much by Classical last night, so it would be interesting to see what happens down the road with them. In the KPN league, though.
John, let me just stop you for. I want to just touch on one other team on the girls' side. John, and that would be the Peabody girls, because they beat Swampscott last night, and I know Stan McKean was hoping to get some players back as the season progressed, so I'm thinking that maybe Peabody might be coming on as well in the season. And John, I know I interrupted you. You're going to the Cape Ann.
That's okay, Billy. I think Peabody has been playing well, and that will be a big game Tuesday night. But going to the Cape Ann again, Hamilton Wyndham seems to be the class of the league right now. They're 7-0, and Linfield's very close behind, 5-2. And Linfield always contends in that league, and Hamilton Wyndham's doing a great job down there. So we'll be interested to see what happens. And North Reading, Coach Casey over there, and North Reading has those guys playing at 5-2, so they're doing pretty well too. And also, outside of the Cape Ann Northeastern Conference, St. John's Prep won a big game last night. They beat Marlin Catholic 72-71, and they're 5-1. The Marlin Catholic was 5-1 going into the game, and that league is loaded this year. You got the Prep, you got Marlin Catholic, you got Catholic Memorial from the South, all those teams. You got Xaverian, and all those teams play very, very tough basketball. And BC High, of course, that's a tough league, and the Prep is doing very well so far.
Yeah, that's great. And the Bishop Fenwick girls are also doing pretty well this year as well. They had that championship a year ago, but Coach Adam DeBadges has them back and playing well again this year.
Yeah, they're 6-1, Bill, and their only loss is to a very strong, undefeated former last year's state champs Cathedral team. They only lost by 4 points to Cathedral. I saw some of that one. They're playing very well, and they're just kind of reloading. They only have one senior back from that team and only three girls that had really tournament experience, so he's really kind of reloaded, and he's really done a great job. He's got the program going in the right direction. They're 6-1, and that league's a beer. You got Archbishop Williams, Cardinal Spelman from the South, in Cathedral, so you've got four teams that are potential state championship teams in the girls' division, the Catholic Central Large.
Yeah. All right, John, anything else to share with us?
Well, that's about it, Billy, right now. I think next time that we get together, we can maybe start talking about some of the specifics of players for each of the different teams, how they're doing and what's going on, and talk about some big games, and maybe we'll get together Tuesday night's game over at Peabody for the Salem and the Peabody boys. That's about it from here, and I hope everybody's doing well. And, Billy, I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, John, hold on the line for a second here. That's John Squires. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.